first time I ever saw him was his band. I had to endure his band opening up for two bands I actually did want to see in Detroit, and I have no memory of what they sounded like. The only memory I have is that Jerry reminded me, like, of a Borscht Belt comedian. You know what I mean? Like, he's like, try the ribs, or, you know, one of those. And that he kept putting the microphone stand on the ceiling like it was upside down. And he was, like, really amused by that. And also, he had this, like, crazy, like, Jerry Curl mullet, you know. It was this thing where I talked to Merline about this. You spoke to Dave Merline, right? All right, and he goes, yeah, he goes, you know what? Detroit punk could be, everything wrong with Detroit punk could be summed up in that hairstyle. I think the major difference that separated sort of like the younger crowd, I think, from the older crowd is the older crowd is really into kitsch, you know, like bad movies and like you know, Elvis and like, you know, and the younger crowd, I think, were just, I don't know if it was serious, but we were into stuff that was good because it was good. Not like, this is so crappy, it's great. Not that that wasn't lost on us. Right, not that that was lost on us. It's just that we didn't care. Like, we're like, yeah, you know. And that's definitely where I think Jerry was coming from, more of that angle.